Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, Father God,
I
believe the words of Jesus.
I believe the words of Jesus.
No matter what I've seen,
heard, thought, felt, experienced,
the words of Jesus,
are absolutely true.
Teach us,
show us,
reveal to us,
reveal to
me.
How to do this?
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
All right.
All right.
Now he keeps on going down through here. He said, let not your heart be troubled. The understood subject is you. You are not to allow your heart to be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And in verse 16, he brings something else up. He's endeavoring to console and help his upset disciples over him leaving. But of course, this is bigger than this. This is inspiration. It's for everybody for all time. He said, verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter.
Amen.
He was the first comforter.
Amen.
And he said, I'm leaving, but you're not going to be alone. I'm going to ask the Father. I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to give you another comforter, and he's never going to leave you. He will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Glory to God. Whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now skip down to verse 26. Verse 26, but the Comforter. So he keeps talking about the Comforter. Why? They're upset. They're troubled. The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What will that do for you? That'll comfort you. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I said to you. What will that do for you? It'll comfort you. Minister peace to you. Verse 27 says it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. You cannot find this in any other religion, in any kind of mental discipline or education or drug. You can't find this anywhere else.
Amen.
Except in Christ. In Jesus. Because it's His peace. It's His. And you're not going to get His peace and you don't accept Him. Because the peace comes with. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. And then He says it again. What he started saying way back in verse 1. What did he say? Let not your heart be troubled. What's he telling them? Now here's what we got to get clear on. Some modern translations insert the word try on some verses. Try to do this. Do your best. This is bad translation. The Lord never told you to try to do anything. Never. And He wouldn't tell you to try. Why? Because try would imply one of a couple of things. Either He didn't know if you could do it or not, or you might not be able to do it. Would He know? Does He know whether we can do it or not? Then He's never going to tell you to try to or to attempt to or to do your best to do it. If you find anything like that in your modern translations, you need to ignore it.
Amen.
It's not good translation. What did the Lord tell us right here? What did He tell them? What did He tell us? Let not. Let not. Is that trying?
No.
Doing your best?
No.
Attempting?
No.
It is a choice. It's a decision. Don't let your heart be troubled. Skip down. We're at verse 27 now. Let not your heart be troubled. And He went on to say what? Neither let it be afraid. So if my heart, your heart is afraid, why is it afraid? Because we let it get that way. If my heart, your heart is troubled, why is it that way? Because you, me, we let it get that way. But if we keep our mind stayed on Him, trusting in Him, what did He say? He will keep us in peace, peace, perfect peace. Do you believe that?
Yes.
And we just got through praying, asking the Lord to show us how to do this. And He's already begun. You believe it?
Yes.
He's already begun. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
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 Go to Philippians 4, please. Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and verse 4. You'll see the same thoughts and ideas right here in the epistles to the churches. The Spirit of God saying to us through Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Keep reading, keep reading. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, let's stop right here at verse 5. We need to qualify. Look up this word moderation on your own, and you'll find it does not mean at all what you think moderation means. There have been so many people that have developed doctrines supposedly based on this verse. And people say, all things in moderation, all things in moderation is not a scripture. It's not a verse. And it's not what this is talking about at all. In fact, some translations say it like this, and this is a good translation. Let your sweet reasonableness be known. He's talking about, and you've got to, again, put it back in the context of the passage. He's talking about not being hard, not being desperate. He's talking about being kind and being easy to get along with.
Amen.
Why would He be talking about that right here? Because when you are troubled and scared, you are not easy to get along with.
Amen.
Huh? No, you're not. No, you're not. And besides that, you're just no fun to be around.
Amen.
No fun to be around.
Amen.
And immediately, you know, you can almost hear the yeah buts. Can't you? Yeah, but if you were dealing with what I'm dealing with, yeah, but if you had to go through what I went through, yeah, but you wouldn't be happy in having a party either. I didn't write, don't let your heart be troubled. I didn't say that. Are we going to believe the word or not? So connected with this, verse 6. You see how this flows together now. Be careful for nothing, being full of anxious care. Don't be full of anxious care about anything. Except your kids. Huh? Be careful for nothing. Except if you get a really bad doctor's report. Of course, everybody understands that. Be careful for nothing. Unless you really owe a lot of money. And you're way behind on your bills. And then, of course, I mean, nobody could be okay in that situation. You're going to be upset. And no, not if you do what He tells us to do.
Good.
You see, many Christians know the Scriptures take no thought for the morrow. Be careful for nothing. Cast all your care upon Him, etc., etc., etc. How many of you have heard the Scriptures before? Come on, you've heard them before? But most Christians take them as suggestions. Right? Something to work on. An ideal that maybe super spiritual people could touch once in a while. They're not suggestions. They're commands. It's the way people who live and walk by faith are supposed to live. Worry free. Fear free. Care free. Trouble free. Is it possible? That's kind of weak. Is it possible? Is it possible? To have what the Word says?
Yes.
To do what the... Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Keep going. And the what? And the what?
Amen.
And the peace of God that passes all understanding. Now see, you can wrestle with that. Yeah, but I got this and they're in a mess and how can I help but worry? You're locked in understanding. There is something that transcends understanding. The peace of God is supernatural. And the peace of God can quiet your heart and keep your mind when it doesn't make sense to your head and the people around about you, why you're not just losing it. But this is supposed to be part of our witness. This is a big part of our witness and our light when everybody else is just freaking out, just coming apart. And we have the peace that passes understanding. You are going to stand out, my brother. Yeah. You're going to stand out, sister.
Amen. Come on.
And it's going to make people wonder, how can they do that? What is? And it will be a witness of the reality of the living God and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, inside you and in your life. But when we fall apart like everybody else, why do they want to be like us?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.